Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Fearless Generations with Terry Sayer and Kelly Fox.
Hello, and welcome to Fearless Generations 12 Steps to Freedom. Tonight we are talking step two, which is willingness. This is our second week doing willingness. And tonight we're going to talk about how when we are willing, life becomes an adventure. I am Kelly Fox, and I am here to share this information with you with my lovely co-host, who is Terry Sayer. How are you doing tonight, Terry?
I'm doing well, thank you. Glad to be here.
And we are glad you are here. We are super excited to have a guest coach on tonight and to discuss this subject of willingness and expand our view on how we can better use this tool. We'd like to welcome you. We'd like to tell you about Dawn McGee. How are you doing tonight, Dawn?
Hey, Kelly. Hey, Terry. I'm so glad to be here. Thanks for having me on.
Yes, we're excited to have you too. Dawn, why don't you just tell us a little bit about what it is that you do, the type of coaching you do, and just give our listeners a little bit of information about where you come from.
Sure. Happy to. So, Dawn McGee, I'm a certified and licensed nutrition coach. I live in the Boston area, though I work with folks anywhere in the world, anywhere that people have internet. And what I basically do is I help busy women fit 26 hours into their 24-hour day so that they can do all the things that they wish they could do, right? You know, people always say that they don't have time to plan meals, they don't have time to shop, and they don't have time to cook healthy. And so that's the basis of what I teach people is how to fit it all in with tips and tricks and tools so that they can live a healthy life and feel better and have tons of energy without giving up the stuff that they love.
I think that's awesome, and I think that's definitely needed. I know I need it in my life.
Oh, I'm glad to hear that. I'm happy to help any way I can.
I know, you've already given me some help when we met, so I appreciate it. And Terry is a busy lady too, so I know you can help her too, and I'm sure our listeners resonate with that challenge as well, because I feel it is probably a challenge that most Americans have.
For sure. We have gotten really disconnected from, just our basic food, and we rush around and we kind of wear busy like a badge. But, you know, if we're willing to try something different, then we get some different results.
Absolutely.
That sounds
and
so,
that brings
that
us
sounds
to
so
willingness.
Important.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sorry, Terry. I was saying that brings us to willingness, right? Because if we're willing to take those steps and make those changes and get the support we need, we can find the time to do those things, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So how would you describe willingness in your practice and how you support your clients with it?
That's a great question. So I look at willingness as being open-minded, as someone who has said, you know, enough is enough. I don't like the results I'm getting. I have to make some different choices, because when I talk to my clients, I like to say that there is no good food or bad food. It's just the choices that we make. And if we don't like the results we're getting, then we need to make different choices. And that really comes down to being willing to take care of yourself and to make those different choices and to be open-minded enough to learn a little bit different habits than we're used to using in our lives. And it really, it all comes down to willingness. And we always find that there is resistance to change, and we just have to work our way into it slowly and gradually. So I never expect people to make radical changes. It's all about 1% shifts at a time. And that's one of my favorite tools for making it a little bit easier, is that we're not just throwing all of our old habits out overnight and expecting to replace them with new ones. We're just making small shifts at a time.
I love that. Terry calls that baby steps.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, I think that's I think it's very in line or alignment with actually my focus this year is to really align my choices with my values and my purpose. And I went to a workshop, a Fearless Living workshop in the Poconos several weeks ago, and it was about really getting in tune with your body and listening to your body when it comes to your health and your energy level. And so that's mm-hmm. something that I've gained an awareness around, because I'm 74 years old, and I like to think that I'm 24 years old and the amount of busyness that I have in my life. And I'm just getting to the point where I need to make some choices in terms of what I focus on and what I put my energy into. And so that really resonates with me, what you were saying, because it all comes down to first an awareness and then a willingness to really listen to your body and pay attention to the results of the choices that you're making, both in your energy level, the amount of sleep that you're getting, how that affects you, the foods that you're eating. You know, it's just all tied to that, your wholeness, you know, because you're your mind, your spirit, your body, and your soul. So it's really, how do you align all of that in the choices that you make that you have optimum, optimum output? I mean, so you can do the things you really want to do. So I think that willingness definitely is paramount when you're addressing your health.
Absolutely. And I love that you talk about energy, because when I work with clients, one of the primary motivating factors is their energy level, rather mm-hmm. than looking at it as weight loss, because that's really an exterior indication. And you can lose weight and still be incredibly unhealthy. But if you look at your energy levels, right? Right. So mm-hmm. if you look at your mm-hmm. energy levels and how you feel, then you know that you're doing better things for your body. And I also love that you mentioned sleep, because we talk a lot about the six pillars of health, because it's food and it's exercise, sure, but it's also hydration and sleep mm-hmm. and stress management. And then sometimes the supplements or medications we're taking also has an impact on how we can feel and respond. So it's all part of the big picture. We have to look at ourselves as a whole person, not just one little bit piece.
Right. Not what the scale says. But I've had my optimum weight for probably about 10 years and have been able to maintain that. So when I went to this workshop, it really wasn't about outward, because I do exercise, I do stretch, I feel like I do a lot of things right, but there's something that's not in alignment because of my energy, and so that's mm-hmm. what I was really looking for, and questioning, do I have a willingness to recognize that at 74 my energy level is not going to be as high as it was when I was, younger, and am I fighting that, or am I, so I'm really kind of in a place where maybe I'll talk to you a little bit about that, because I'm not sure why my energy is fading, other than the fact that maybe my muscle tone is decreasing a bit, and I need to do more lifting or whatever, so that I can maintain this you know, what I want to do, because I really don't want to do less. I just want to be able to do what I can and still have the energy and the strength to do that, you know.
Absolutely. Super important to maintain your lean muscle mass, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
You do a lot, Terry.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think it's interesting because I've actually been dealing with exhaustion issues for quite a while now. And I definitely don't have any issue with my weight. I'm fine with where I am on my weight, but I really need energy. And I've been trying all these different things to try to get energy. And I think really maybe doing them all at once is what I'm going to have to do. But that feels really overwhelming, you know, moving more and eating right and taking all of my supplements and medication and, you know, doing that all at the same time can be really overwhelming. And so when you talked about taking baby steps, that was encouraging to me, though I do have a tendency of being all or nothing about things. Mm. And so just getting permission, I think, to take smaller steps can be supportive.
And I love that point. I think we do put so much pressure on ourselves to do everything all at once that it is super important to give ourselves permission to start where we are. And then we call it scaffolding. So you start where you are and you just layer things on top. So, you know, maybe you would look at the quality of your meals is the first thing you want to look at. And if you want to tweak that a little bit, but you don't want to put the pressure on yourself to do all of the meals all week long. So maybe you're going to look at breakfast a couple of days a week. And then you look at, you know, breakfast across the week. And then you add in some lunches. And so, you know, bit by bit, as it becomes a habit and it doesn't become so overwhelming, then before you know it, you've got the whole week under your belt and you're ready to rock something else. So does that make sense?
Yep.
Yeah. And I think it's a willingness to allow yourself to do the baby steps and, you know, keep that daily commitment to yourself. Because willingness, I feel, is an action. You know, awareness is, which is our first step. Awareness is, you know, a thought. And willingness is putting it to action. And so being willing to take those tiny steps, those stretches, those risks, puts you in, you know, a place where you're going to be more willing to do a little bit bigger steps, right? So it's a process and adventure, right?
It is, and it's so much fun once you realize that it's a journey more so than a destination, because when you start in smaller chunks, I like to call them bite-sized chunks because I talk about food all the time. You build little successes, right? And so as you start to build little successes, you're more willing to try more things, and then it builds upon itself in a positive way, rather than if you try to do everything all at once. It's a very rare person who could succeed trying to do everything all at once. So it's much nicer to be build successes upon successes. It makes you much more willing to try new adventures.
Absolutely. And in Fearless Living, we really talk about our comfort zone being the place where we get stuck, you know, doing what we know how to do. And by taking stretches or little bites or little baby steps out of our comfort zone can sometimes just be thinking about what you can do and then maybe planning shopping so that you can have a few of those healthy things around, and just really stretching out of your comfort zone instead of falling back into eating or not sleeping or not exercising and stretching, you know, falling back into that, what you know, instead of stretching and taking little baby steps and risks to go out of your comfort zone. And the more you're able to do that, then the more you can expand your comfort zone, and your comfort zone can then become a place where nutrition is a natural outcome of your thought processes and your behavior.
That's an excellent point. It doesn't matter how small those steps are, as long as you're willing to take a tiny step forward each time. And sure, sometimes you'll take a step backwards, but you know, as long as your general trend is forward, you're going to be making progress.
Yeah. And I think giving yourself permission occasionally to, you know, eat that thing that you know is really not healthy, but it just, you really like it. And so, you know, you do that and then you just get right back on to the, you know, to the more positive steps for your health. But I think it's when you tell yourself you could never have that again, that it really then also puts you into that mindset of lack instead of that mindset of abundant health, you know.
Absolutely. And I, that's not how I coach people at all. You know, I think it's so important to plan in those treats because, as you said, otherwise once you tell yourself you can't have them, then most people will want them more than anything
else. That's when
you
want them,
yeah. All they can think about.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that. John, I believe you have a class coming up where people can learn more about what it is that you do and get some help with these particular choices around food and health.
Yes. Thank you for mentioning that. I run a program called Reclaim Your Life One Bite at a Time, and it's an 8-week program for busy women. We take videos and a workbook in little bite-sized chunks where we look at the basic pieces of the triangle, the eat, move, and recharge, because if any one of those pieces of the triangle isn't solid, then the whole triangle comes crumbling down. And So I'm running that program, and I'd like to invite anybody who is intrigued by some of what we talked about tonight to do one of two things. They can take a peek on my website and learn a little bit more about me, see if I resonate with them. And my website is dawnmcgee.guru. And on there, they'll find an opportunity for a free gift, a free guide from me. So I'd like to invite everyone to go ahead and download that as well. It's a 5 smoothie recipe guide, and which is super great for when you're on the go. You can just mix one up the night before and take it with you in the morning and hit the road with knowing that you've got something really good to put in your body in the morning.
Awesome. What's the other option?
And then the other option is a guide to 7 nutrition lies. And I think that these days, I don't know how you guys feel about this, but I hear a lot of hoopla about different diets and different ways of eating. And I think it's really hard for people to cut through the nonsense. And so I've got a great little guide on 7 nutrition lies that we all get fed, and breaking those down and turning those into truths, just basic scientific truths. And people can grab that at bit.ly, which is bit.ly/D7, and then LLies. So bit.ly/DM7lies. And I hope that helps a lot of people get started or continue on their healthy journey.
Awesome. And we can definitely post those links on our Facebook page, Fearless Generation, so that our listeners can know that, you know, so they have easy access to them.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah, absolutely. And so the information on the 8-week course is there as well?
Yeah, that's up on my website, so that's easy to pop in and click on the services that I offer, and the course will be right up there at the top.
And when does that course start?
It's rolling admission, so people can jump in anytime, and they can click on the first unit and just run their way through, and then I'm there in the group to help everybody with any questions that they want, anytime. And there's a workbook, and there are worksheets that go along with it for meal planning and food shopping, and so there's a lot of great information in there that builds on the little bite-sized chunks, and personalized coaching from me on the videos.
Awesome. I can see how that is a great value, and I hope that our listeners take you up on it.
Thank you. The nice thing about it is being self-paced is that it's really set up for the busy person, because even if you've only got 5 minutes at, 7 a.m. in the morning, you can click onto a video and watch it, and you can start to figure out how to bring the new habits into your life. So even if you think you don't have time, you do. We'll help you fit it in. But it all comes down to being willing to make some changes, right?
Yep.
And that's how willingness works, just being willing to take one step and then one more step and then one more step.
Yeah, I think another word that goes well with willingness is that you're willing to practice. I think that really also kind of takes the oomph out of expectations. It's like, I'm willing to set an intention, I'm willing to practice, I'm willing to give it my best, I'm willing to start again, I'm willing to, I'm willing to practice these opportunities in my life that can result in changes. I know when I say I'm willing to practice, it just kind of relieves some of the tension and brings some ease and grace into the work. And so I love that. I love that word as well, along with willingness is that I'm willing to practice. And we all get better with practice.
Absolutely. All of this is all about practice, because it is just all about a journey. There's no finish line when it comes to our health. You're in your 70s and you're still focusing on practicing and improving, and I'm so impressed by that. I think that's amazing.
Well, thank you. I don't feel
she is
70, that's why, I guess.
Crazy girl. Yeah, I think that it definitely is a process, and I thank you, Terry, for bringing up intention. We definitely like to give our listeners a tool, and we've talked about intention before, but if there's someone new on here tonight, intention is a statement where you say that you are willing to practice something today, and whatever that is, it's going to support you in achieving the goals that you have, but it supports your why. It's not a goal. It's your intention for living that is going to eventually support you in achieving those goals, if that made sense. So how we write them is, today I'm willing to practice. And it might be, today I'm willing to practice loving myself and making one better food choice today.
And that's fabulous, because one of the things that you said that I really love is that I'm practicing taking better care of myself and loving myself. And that is so tied into everything that we do for ourselves. And of course I focus on food. There are so many other things you can focus on, but it really is about knowing that you are worth it. and being willing to make changes so that you can have more energy and have better health. It's not just about what the outward appearance is. It's really about your inner health.
Absolutely. Yeah.
All right, ladies, we have just over a minute left on the show tonight. I would like to ask you both, what is the one thing that you would want our listeners to go away with tonight? Dawn, you can go first.
Sure. The one thing that I would like people to know is that better health and more energy is possible for everybody, and that healthy does not have to mean boring or hungry or deprived. It can be fun, and it should be fun. It's about a journey that should be fun.
Awesome. Terry?
Yeah, that's great. And I think that maybe what resonates with me a lot is the fact that we are in total control of how we feel and how we, what we choose to do. That life is just a series of choices. Every time we do something, we make a choice. And if we make the choice to value and love ourselves, then we'll eat right, we'll exercise, we'll get enough sleep, that we are totally worth that kind of attention. And it's our choice. And I think that I just love that I heard that a lot tonight, that every time we put something in our mouth, every time we exercise, every time, you know, we're making a choice to value ourselves. And I think that's at the point of willingness, that's really pivotal to our success.
Yeah, definitely. I love the fact that we can give ourselves permission to not be all or nothing, and that we can take those little steps towards a healthier lifestyle and just love ourselves a little bit more each day, make those better decisions a little bit more each day. And as long as we continue to be willing, we'll get there as we practice, as we, you know, take those little steps. Well, thank you so
Absolutely.
Much, Dawn, for being here. We
well,
really
thank you
appreciate
so much for having
bringing...
me on.
Yeah, absolutely. We appreciate you bringing your wisdom and your knowledge about healthier lifestyles to us and our listeners. For any of our listeners that are new tonight, we want to share with you that these 12 Steps to Freedom are all from Rhonda Britton, the founder and CEO of the Fearless Living Institute, which is where Terry and I received our training and this information is from. If you'd like to find out more about Rhonda and the Fearless Living Institute, please go to fearlessliving.org. We thank you so much for being here. We ask that you come back next week. We appreciate you, Dawn, and of course, Terry. And we say until next time, be fearless.
Thank you. Good night. Bye-bye.